current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Stabbed in the Front. The United States is consolidating its military presence in Syria. Although there's no fully confirmed public statement just yet, according to several quote-unquote credible sources, it's definitely no surprise if a move like this happens. Initially, the US deployed forces to Syria more than a decade ago to fight ISIS and support the Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, a Kurdish-led organization, and that today has led the way for them to be able to play a central role in a new regional framework by brokering quote-unquote peace, exerting leverage and shifting influence away from Iran and Russia. Throughout these difficult years, the people of Sham have borne a disproportionate share of sacrifice. Families have been torn apart, entire communities uprooted, and generations of young Syrians have watched their futures narrowed by conflict. Many have been displaced multiple times, having fled their homes only to find themselves in makeshift camps exposed to the elements with limited access to proper shelter, sanitation or reliable water. Humanitarian agencies warn that schools and health centers are routinely targeted, putting vulnerable civilians at even greater risk. And then you have the aerial bombardment, shelling and other conflict-related violence. All of this deeply reflects the families shattered, children traumatized and communities pushed to the brink. Abu Muhammad al-Julani, who once styled himself as a revolutionary, but the reality of his leadership increasingly reeks of betrayal. Earlier this month, we saw him to be the first Syrian leader since the country became quote-unquote independent nearly 80 years ago to visit the White House to bow before his master. The Syria, which was essentially destroyed and torn apart at the hands of the colonial West, this is that same West who he wishes to establish close ties with today. Under his rule, HTS has become less a liberation force and more a self-sustaining elite. Arbitrary detentions, torture and suppression of dissent remain widespread. HTS affiliated forces were even responsible for at least 17 torture-related deaths in 2024. In short, the people of Syria who placed their entire trust in him to lead the way for liberation from oppression after decades of al-Assad torture and Western interference, he stood against his own and sold the land of Syria to the very people our Ummah spent years fighting against. He was a man once seen as a revolutionary, but now chose to advance the very agendas the revolution had risen against. Syria today stands at a dangerous crossroads. On the surface of it all, it may seem the reduction of US bases is a good thing or may even be a step in the direction away from interference, but it couldn't be further from deceit. The people of Sham, after years of sacrifice, deserve more than cynical governance or transactional leadership. Until our Ummah haven't totally rid themselves of traitorous leaders or any form of international aid, help and meddling from states, politicians and organizations, the revolution continues with multiple players playing power grab chess over the land. Until the return of the Islamic Khilafah system, it is upon the people to fight back against all these plans the enemies of Islam or our very own leaders bring forward. It is through political awareness our people need to understand what really is happening, how global powers work, what their goals are, how they use leaders to get what they want. When the Muslim Ummah becomes politically aware, they can see through lies and manipulation. This awareness is the only thing that can break the plans of the kuffar. And then when Allah Almighty wills, we will witness the beauty of victory with the return of the Islamic Khilafah system very soon, bi-ibnillah. The Prophet ﷺ said, prophethood will remain among you for as long as Allah wills, then he will lift it. Then there will be Khilafah upon the way of prophethood, and he will remain for as long as Allah wills, then he will lift it. Then there will be hereditary kingship, mulkan adan. Then there will be oppressive kingship, mulkan jabariyan. Then there will be Khilafah upon the way of prophethood. Musnad Ahmed, Hadith 18406, graded Hassan by some scholars. Jazakallah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.